forsaken all except you forsake your husband, wives, sons, and daughters. He said, in this life. So I'm understanding the scripture now. In this life, I know that you have really given yourself to the Lord. You didn't, you pray for your children. I see that. You didn't let what your children had gone through stop you. And that's where I was, you know. You know, you start off in this and you see that your kids are falling and they're not going the way that they should go, and it hesitates you. But it didn't hesitate you. And you profit, just like the word said. You, in this life and even in the life to come, it says, you gain more sons than you birth. So I thank God for that. Thank God for you all this morning. Thank the Lord for the testimonies. Myself, too, I got up this morning. You all can be seated. I got up this morning and slipped my hour of prayer. Last night, I came home. I told the Lord, you know, I'm still trying to hold myself accountable. I'm not the person that will give up. It's hard. It takes a lot for me to say uncle. You know, it does. You know, years ago when I was young, they said, that boy's stubborn. And when I got married, my wife said, boy, you just stubborn. And I guess that was in a bad way. Now I'm stubborn. I just refuse to give up. I refuse to lay down and quit. There was a time where I said, Lord, I'm not waving the towel. I got rid of the towels. I said, Lord, I'm just going to press on until God do it. You know, all I can do is what I can do, but God is going to step in on the scene. I just refuse to give up. So I forgot my, slept through my prayer this morning. Last night I went home and I studied a little bit, started reading. I said, Lord, I'm going to give attendance to the word daily. Amen. Prayer daily. You know, morning, the Lord said, if you seek me early, you shall find me. And so I get up early and I seek him. If I don't have nothing to do but to thank him for the time that I'm down there. The noontime, I still got my phone set at 10 minutes to 12. And I still give God praise for the musicians. And not just that, it's just a moment of prayer for me. You know, to pause for a minute, you know, while I'm working during the noon hour. And then when I come home, I try to steal away and get before God and pray and read the word of God. But last night I laid across the bed after I read and studied a little bit. Last night I didn't think I was going to be speaking. I laid down and I went to sleep and I said, Lord, I'm going to get up about 12. I want you to wake me up about 12 and I'll get up and study some more. I didn't get up until about 6:15 or something like that. And what the Lord has put in our hearts, our family. Last week was the first week that we as a family, we got my niece in Texas. She says she stood in the gap for the family because the family needs to bind together. Our family needs to come together. We have some animosity going on in our family. So she said she was led by the Spirit to stand for us. And God gave her this idea. We've got a phone number. It's like a conference call. And when we call, we punch in this code. And everybody in the family participates, but only one person is praying. You can hear that one person praying, but we're all praying. And we started that last week for the family. And I was so excited when that happened. You know, and I said, you know, yeah, you guys can count me in, but this morning I forgot. I didn't wake up on time, but I still went down and I started praying and I started studying the word of God. And it's not the something the Lord told me that go ahead and get what you got prepared because you're going to preach. And Tawana came up. I came upstairs and I was in the bathroom. She said, you preaching today? I said, no. I said, I don't think so. Because I think, I said, pastor want to preach. And, you know, hey, she the pastor. She called the shots. She felt like she want to preach, she want to preach. And then I said, I walked out to my nightstand. I said, I think I'm a priest today, Tawana. Just like that. Then this happened, what Pastor told you all. And I said, well, Lord, it's got to be you. It's got to be the Lord. Because, and just hearing the testimonies, it is the Lord. Because what I had studied and the Lord told me, about, you know, the covering of God. You know, he said that God is our cover. You know, God is so much to us that we don't recognize and we forget sometimes. Friday night, I started to call you again, Pastor. Y'all, I'm gonna be reading out the book of 2 Samuel chapter 17. And we discussed what happened in Carolina. And I'm just trying to make sense out of the whole deal, you know. And we started to talk and speak on. And it was real good. I enjoyed the Bible studies. It's the informal settings. You know, it ain't got to be, you know, you're dressed up. It's just the informal is better because you can get things done. You can be helped. You can have the privilege of asking questions and pastor give us, you know, the floor sometimes if we want to speak on some things. And I love that. And it's not all about the pastor. She steps back and she hears. But when we was discussing that matter, I was trying to make some sense out. I said, well, maybe, you know, the Lord, you know, we got to always be ready, which is the truth. And we don't know how God is going to use us. Pastor, yeah, I see what you're saying, Brother Allen. But when my sister Bridget began to talk, she don't say too much, but when she began to talk about Psalms 91, I said, Lord, you right. I said, she right. You know, we ain't got to worry about none of that stuff. You know, I said, Lord, how could I forget that? But I'm trying to make some sense out of, you know, I'm trying to, you know, these are my brethren. You know, they got killed. And I'm like, well, Lord, we don't know how you're going to use it. And I say, well, God, you know, Stephen said, oh, Brother Al, that was for the glory of the Lord. This ain't for. But, you know, I thank God for the settings, the word of God. I thank God for Bridget for opening up her mouth and speaking, because when I begin to think about the word of God, how God has kept us, how God has kept me, what he's brought me through. You know, that could have been me. You know, you all were standing over, mourning for, but it wasn't me. It could have been me a long time ago. But God is so gracious and so merciful, but he's so faithful that we can't forget about his word, because God's word is true. And when we look at the word of God and believe the word of God, and that word of God get down in us, then it does take root, and it is a part of my life. It don't become second nature. It becomes first nature. It's the first thing that I want to resort to, not the last thing, because if it's the last thing, it may be too late to resort to the word of God. So I want to keep that word of God always before me. And I just thank the Lord for on Friday night, and I said, Lord, man, I was getting a little blind there for a minute. I got blindsided. You know, that stuff ain't supposed to be happening to us. You know, what we preaching, God will keep you. How am I going to get up here and preach what I want to preach today? And this stuff is going on. And, you know, and if this is the way God wants to use us. Yes, God uses us the way he wants to. We don't know what God's plan is. But it does behoove us to be ready always. You know, always be ready to fight with the word of God. And that's something else that the Lord put in my spirit this morning. You know, the word of God, we have so much before us that is a distraction. And we think it's a help to us, but it's not. It's a help in so many ways. So I thank the Lord this morning. I guess we'll take the offering right now. You praying over there, mother? Okay. I guess we'll take the offering. So at this time, let us prepare our tithes and our offerings and bring them to the Lord. Next week, I'm going to get back on track. We'll be having the sacrament next Sunday, the first Sunday. And also, we're going to remember our brother in Haiti. So let us go out there and get some work so we can bring some money in and support our brother over in Haiti. I do thank you this morning. Thank the Lord for what he's doing. Thank God for my wife, my children, Also, I just want to thank them for Father's Day. And my sisters and brothers, Sunday, when we were in service, my phone was just blowing up. Normally, I cut it off, but for some reason, I had it on vibrate. It was just blowing up, and I saw my brothers and sisters' name just pop up right in a row, right after each other. And I tiptoed out, and I went out and said, Lord, I looked at Tawana, I said, man, something's going on. So I get out there, and I didn't listen to the message, so I called my sister. I said, yes. He said, oh, man, I just called and wish you a happy Father's Day. And I said, oh, it is Father's Day. But I'm not used to them calling like that. But that made my day when I found out that they were calling me to wish me a happy Father's Day. You know, I mean, it was like right in line. I thought, something's going wrong. Maybe auntie done passed or something. You know, it made my day. And I got up and read my wife's card. And it was a blessing. We discuss all of that. So she don't want me. You don't want me to go into that, do you? The card. Okay. But when I read Jalen's and Joshua card, it blessed me so. What my children think of me. They may not be boisterous. You know, they may not stand up and say this, that, and the other, but man, when I read them cards, when I read his card, man, it really did something to me. You know, it lifted me. That was a love that I see in my children for me, because I am stern on them. I'm tough with them. You know, I'm hard on them because I want them to do right, and I just can't stand by, sit back, and see them going in the wrong way and not say nothing. It's hard for me to see them going in the wrong direction, anybody for that matter, you know, and not say anything. So at this time, has everybody given? You all want to go ahead and pray for? Amen. I know I'm talking a little bit, but I'm excited for God. I'm excited for what he's doing, what he's trying to do, what he wants to do. But, you know, I know it's not him that's failing and lacking. It's us. You know, we have to press in, as Mother said, you know, and press even the more in these times, in these days, because it's going to get worse. And I thank God for Brother Donald's testimony. It is of the truth. What's going on? We just don't know. And all God is trying to do is to get us to rely on him. You know, to try to trust him for everything. Sister Flippo, your testimony helped me also, because I spoke with Pastor on some things of that nature. I ain't even thinking about retiring. But, you know, God is trying to show us who he is. You know, because if we don't know who God is, we're going to revert back to what we know. And that's going back to man. So without further ado, let me get into the word, and I'm going to pray first. Father God, I thank you once again, Lord, for this opportunity, Lord, to come before your people, God. Lord God, I thank you, God, for choosing me, God. I thank you, Lord, for allowing me to handle your word, God, to stand before a precious people, God, a people, Father God, that wasn't your own, that you have made us your own. We thank you, Lord, for it, God. Now, Father, I pray, God, that something that I say this morning, God, I pray that you anoint me, Lord. Let me speak, Father God, oh, God, under your auspices, oh, God. Let me encourage somebody today, God, if nobody but myself, Lord. Let me encourage this morning and edify the church, Father. These blessings, Father, I ask only in the name of Jesus. I'm going to be reading out of the book of 2 Samuel. Chapter 17. I'm going to start the first verse. I'm going to bring you up to speed what was going on here. Absalom is the son of David that gained favor with the people of Israel. And they got behind him so to where they was led, being led by him. And so King David had to, he had to vacate the premises. You know, he had to leave his castle, him and the men that stood with him. And Absalom got to the point to where he wanted to be king and wanted to take over. So starting at verse 1, moreover, Ahithophel said unto Absalom, let me now choose out 12,000 men that I will arise and pursue after David this night. And I will come up on him while he is weary and weak handed and will make him afraid. And all the people that are with him will flee. And I will smite the king only, and I will bring back all the people unto thee. And the men, and the man who thou seekest is as if all return. So all the people shall be in peace. And saying, blessed Absalom, well. And saying, blessed Absalom, well. And all the elders of Israel. Now, here's a guy that Absalom had chosen to give him advice. And this guy was telling Absalom, look, let us give me some people that I may go up and get David and his men while they're weak and weary. You know, it's just like the devil, how sometimes we can go through things in our life that he may think that we're weak and weary. You know, the devil may come up on us with some type of device or some kind of way where he want to destroy us. And Absalom called now Hushai the Archite also, and let us hear likewise what he said. And when Hushai was come to Absalom, Absalom spake unto him, saying, Ahithophel hath spoken after this manner. Shall we do after this saying? If not, speak thou. And Hushai said unto Absalom, the counsel that Ahithophel hath given is not good at this time. For said Hushai, thou knowest thy father and his men, that they be mighty men, and they be chafed in their minds, as they rob the bear of, as a bear robbed of her whelps in the field, and thy father is a man of war, and will not lodge with the people. Now here's this guy that's giving Absalom some information. Good information, the Bible says. Good information. Go on and get David while you can. Don't wait. Let us go on and get these guys and just wipe David out. And these men that's following David, they will follow you. Now, we know God always got a ram in the bush. We know God got, he's got something prepared for us. Now, David could have given up, but he didn't give up. David could have just did what Saul did. He could have just fell on his sword. But David knows God. He has a heart after God. So God got this, he's got this other guy, Hushai, that Absalom called to give him some advice. And he gave him this advice. He said, look, king, now you know David. He's a mighty man of war. David can fight. And his men with him, he said they are chafed in their mind. They vexed. You know, they irritated. You don't know what they might do. It might be just a few of them. But, hey, look, these men, are they just like, here it is, he's saying, a bear robbed of his babies. Now, don't go right now. Stay right here. Don't go right now, king, you know, because you might be overtaken. You know, so that's God working for us. When the devil want to take us out, he said, don't go right now. Don't mess with him right now. Just wait a little while longer. While we wait a little while longer, God is encouraging us. God working for us. You know, the title of this message is God Got You Covered. As I hear the testimonies this morning, how God is covering us. As I think back how when we first got married, me and my wife, we were walking down the highway. Our car stopped and she was pregnant with our second child. And we had Jabray, and we stopped way away from our apartment. And we got out and we began to walk. You know, the covering of God is so awesome to where you just cannot understand it. You know, we rely today on technology, the phones, computers, See, back then we didn't have a computer then. We didn't have AAA. We didn't have a service that we can call that can come. But God seeing what we were going through. God knew my wife was laid in a pregnancy that we had, I would say, 10 miles or better to walk. At night, freezing cold. So God dispatched an angel down there that night and sent the car. This lady pulled up and said, y'all ride. That's the type of AAA that I'm talking about. You know, God always got a plan. He's got a ram in the bush for us. You know, we got to get away from man's devices. You know, I think back how, Lord, what would have I done if I didn't have God in my life? Right now, if my car stopped, I can pull out my phone and call somebody to tell them to come help. As I look on the old patriarchs, the old saints, and how we were brought up, how we were taught, you just got to depend on God. You know, we got so many different things, so many different people telling you this, that, and the other, so many things to rely on, and it's taking the glory from God. You know, Moses told the Lord when he called him, he said, Lord, show me your glory. Show me, Lord. He said, don't take us out there if you ain't going to be out there with us. When we gave our lives to the Lord, God told us to go on out there. Don't think about carrying nothing. Don't think about bringing nothing. He going to provide for us. Don't even think about what you're going to say. Don't write nothing down. Don't take no purse, no script. Don't think about it. But today we got so much that we can rely on. We pack our bags. We get our cell phone. We lost. Some of us were lost without the cell phone. You know, you leave the house like, man, I said it myself. I'm a little light right now. I forgot something. You know, and I know it ain't my wallet. I feel my wallet, but it's something that I forgot. What it was depending on the Lord. I was depending on this device, this phone. I'm depending on AAA to come and pull me out. But back then, we went no matter how it was, no matter what was going on. And just thinking right now, thank you, Holy Ghost, I drove out here on empty. No, I got up this morning knowing that I need some gas. But my mind was on getting in the house of God. I made it on fumes. That was the kind of faith that we had back then. This is the kind of faith that God wants to have now. Keep your eyes upon the Lord. Put your mind upon God, and God will take us through. God got us covered, saints of God. It don't make no difference what's going on. God got you covered. So David, he got this ram in the bush. He got a man speaking to the king, well, his son for him, giving him some time. So, and he said also, verse 10, he said also, and he also that is valiant, whose heart is a heart of a lion, shall utterly melt. For all Israel knoweth that thy father is a mighty man, and they which be with him are valiant. Therefore, I counsel all the Israel, be generally gathered unto thee from Dan even to Beersheba, as the sand is by the sea for multitude, and that thou go to battle in thy own person. He tell him, look, you go on out there. So shall we come upon him in some place where he shall be found, and will light upon him as the dew fall upon the ground, and of him of all the men that of him there shall not be left so much as one. Moreover, he begotten in the city, then shall all Israel ropes that city. Let me skip down here. 14. Let me get to where I'm trying to go, y'all. And Absalom and all the men of Israel, the counsel of Ahushai the Archite is better than the counsel of Ahithophel. For the Lord had appointed to defeat the good counsel of Ahithophel, to the intent that the Lord might bring evil upon Absalom. Then Hushai, and then said Hushai unto Zadok and to Abiathar the priest, thus and thus did Ahithophel counsel Absalom and the elders of Israel, and thus have I counseled. Now therefore send quickly, tell David, saying, lodge not this night in the plains of the wilderness. But speedily pass over, lest the king be swallowed up and all the people with him. Now, Jonathan and Ahimaaz stayed in Engergal, for they might not be seen to come into the city. And a wench went to and told them, and they went to and told David. Nevertheless, the lad saw them and told Absalom. But they went both, and they went both of them away quickly and came to a man's house in Bahurim, which had a well in the court where they had went down. And the woman took and spread a covering over the well's mouth and spread corn thereon, and the thing was not known. See, God had a plan for David. Here it is. This man, this son of his, want to come and kill his father because he's feeling that he should be the king. And he got some clout riding behind him. But God got a ram in the bush. This man sent and told David, look, your son is coming after you. You better get up and go. Go ahead and go. So these two stayed behind, and this woman took them and put them in a well and covered them. Look, what I want you to know, that God is a shield. God is our covering. A covering is something to use or protect or conceal. You know, insurance is a protection. God said, the Bible says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. You know, God is our doctor. We don't have to wait and to make an appointment for him. We can go to him in the late, in the midnight hour. We can go to him in the noonday. We can go to him any time of the day. We don't have to make no appointment. All we got to do is call on the name of the Lord. God got you covered. It don't make no difference how sick you're going to be. If you can wait on the Lord will renew your strength. It don't make no difference. God got you covered. You know, God is our pavilion. He's a protector. Now, a pavilion is something, a large structure that overshadow us and keep you. God is that pavilion. God wants you to come in and reside with him. You ain't got to worry about the rain. You ain't got to worry about the storm. You ain't got to worry about no hail falling on you. All you got to do is come on in to that pavilion. You know, God is our shield. God is our buckler. You know, God is everything he wants us to be. Praise the Lord. When I think about how David went out to go back to and get his husband, his wives and children from these people, and everybody wanted to stone him, he stood by himself. He got his ephod. You know, God is our ephod. God is a covering. You know, God put something over you. You know, God is Jehovah Nisi. He is this banner. And when we got a banner for this United States, and people look at the banner, the flag, they see the stars and stripes, they think about what the United States have done. But when we see Jehovah Nisi, the banner over us is love. God got us covered. But not only when they see the banner, when God see that banner, it is stained with blood, the blood of Jesus Christ. That banner will keep us. That banner over, it's the blood of Jesus that's got us covered. It don't make no difference. The banner of Christ, when the devil comes, he sees the banner, he's got to flee. When God comes and want to do things around, he look at the banner, he sees it's the blood of Jesus. It's the blood. The blood is over. The banner's over him. The banner's over him. The banner, I got to pass by. It's the banner. God is Jehovah Nisi. God will protect us. God is our covering, saints of God. He is the covering. We don't have to worry about what man can do to us. We don't have to worry about be dependent on these devices. We don't have to be worried about when you're retired, talking to myself, Sister Flippo. We don't have to worry about the money stored up. I was trying to get my little coins and things in order for when I retire. Like I said, I got a long way to retire. But I begin to think about, Lord, I want to leave my kids this. I want to leave them that. I want them to be okay. But the Lord told me, said, look, I told you don't store nothing up down here where thieves can break in and take. Don't be dependent on that stuff. I ain't saying don't consider the answer. I ain't saying don't have nothing, but don't be dependent on it. Don't be looking forward to it, because we don't know what we're going to have to go through. We don't know. But one thing I do know, that when I was sick in my body and the doctors couldn't do nothing, I went to the doctors. They sent me back home. All I had to revert back to is the word of God. All I had to depend on was the word of God. I can't depend on nothing but the word of God. When I began to cry out to God, Lord, you are my healer. Lord, you are my deliverer. You know, that's all I had to do. And God came and touched me. Saints of God, when I was in my bedroom and I was walking around, I was praying, asking God to heal me. And I felt this hand on the back of my neck. And I told Pastor this yesterday. I didn't think nothing of it. I thought maybe, I said, well, Lord, you put your hands on me. So I asked my son, Titan. I said, Titan, did you come in the bedroom and start praying with me? He said, yeah, Dad. I just said a little prayer for you. When you think you're standing alone, you got somebody there. When you think your kids ain't paying no attention, they going to come and stand with you. I had no idea that this boy thought anything about praying. He came and laid his hands on the back of my neck. He said, I just said a short prayer for you. And I say, son, I want you to know that God answered your prayer. He said, he did? I said, I felt better doing that day. I said, wasn't I downstairs communing with you guys? I felt better that day. God's going to be wherever you are. He is Jehovah Shammah. So it don't make no difference, saints of God. All we got to do is trust God. He is our covering. God is our doctor when we're sick in the sick room. You know, God is our help in the time of trouble, when we call on him, when we in these cars. I heard somebody this morning say they called on the name of Jesus and that thing didn't. It went past them. That's all God is trying to get us to do is understand that he is God. He is our protector. God is our provider. He is the same. Jesus is that ram in the bush. He is the sacrifice. We don't have to worry about it. All we got to do is trust God, saints. All we got to do is depend on him. And God is making it to the point to where we can't do nothing but depend on him. As the song said, I have nothing to depend on but God's word. What you got to depend on today ain't going to last. It ain't strong enough. It's not enough. The phone dies. The light goes out. The car dies. When the auto mechanic give you a price that's not feasible for you, then we revert back to, Lord, let us pray. Lord, touch him. We should be doing that in the first place. You know, they don't have the answer. If God would give them the glory, then God won't get no glory. If man would do what he wants to do, we will always run to man. We will always be leaning up on the everlasting arm of the man instead of the everlasting arm of God. God trying to show us something in this day. God is trying to show us something in this hour that we are going to be kept. God is our covering. We're in the palm of his hand. Can't nobody take you out of his hand. Can't nobody take you out of his hand. So let us depend on God. Let us know that God is our pavilion. God is our shield. He is our buckler in whom we shall trust. In these days, we can't trust nobody. You can't trust man. You don't know what's going to go on. We don't know except the Spirit of the Lord tell us. Except God warn us. We got to get a hold of the Lord, saints. We got to know that regardless who's after us, what they say, how they say it, God is for us. God is with us. God is our provider. He is our creator. God created. He created us in his likeness and his image. God will do it for us. All we got to do is trust him. All we got to do is depend on the Lord. We think about I think about how Nehemiah heard that his brothers was in distress in Jerusalem, how they came and kicked in the walls and burned the gates. And God touched his heart and he began to pray and seek the Lord for his brethren. Are we seeking the Lord for our brethren, or are we seeking the Lord for ourselves? Is it all about us, or is it all about the brethren? And he began to pray, and God allowed him to go to his brothers in Jerusalem. And when he got to Jerusalem, he looked over Jerusalem. He saw how desolate it was. Saints of God, we can look over the United States and see how desolate it could be, or it can't, will be. How he looked over and he saw how the people were in shambles. They wasn't fighting. They wasn't building. They was just sitting there. And it took him. All God got to do is get a hold of one of us. Get out there and encourage your brothers. Let them know that God can build the house. And I ain't talking about this structure. Except the Lord build the house, the laborers labor in vain that build it. God trying to build up these houses. We are his temple. God wants to come and dwell in these temples. God, when he comes, he wants to know that if he can come and dwell in a clean temple. Are we ready? We do need to set ourselves aside and make sure that when the times of refreshing come, that he will be able to abide there. Because when the times of refreshing come, God is going to be it. It's going to come from the presence of the Lord. When you're sick in your body, the refreshing times come. When you're going through trials all the time, things pressing you out of measure on your jobs, and when that thing is lifted up, that's a time of refreshing that you say you feel like going on. When God sent a messenger here to speak the word of God to us, the last 3 days, the revival that we had, I bet you everybody felt refreshed. That was a time of refreshing. It made you want to get up and do something more. It made me want to get up and play the drums. If my son don't want to play them, Lord, I'll try to do them. You know, Lord, I'm going to try to do what you called me to do. Because, God, I know that you're my covering. I know that you got my back, God. I know that you won't let me fall. I know, God, that you're going to make my steps enlarge, God. I know that you're going to guide my feet. I know that you're going to be the cloud for me during the day. You're going to cover me. Don't make no difference. You're going to be the fire so I can see at night. The word of God is going to lead and guide us. So God is our covering. Lord is going to order our steps. They are already ordered in the Lord. So God is trying to get us to understand and know that the covering is just not the hair. It's not a sheet. It's not something that you go up under. It's not nothing natural. It's a spirit. God's hand is up on our life, saints of God. God wants to be what he said he wants to be for us. He wants to be our protector. God wants to be Lord over our life. He wants to be what he said he can be if we can let him. So saints of God, know this, that God loves us. We are covered. We don't have nothing to fret, nothing to fear. And if you're out of the covering, all you got to do is sign up. If you don't have this covering, if you think you don't have the insurance that you need, the protection that you need, you don't have to pay for this. You don't have to go online and apply for it. You don't have to Google it. All you got to do is just step up and say, Lord, I want your protection. You want to be able to go through. You can't go through except you've been covered. We're not in all states' hand. We're in Jesus' hand. Jesus got us right in the palm of our hand. So it behooves us to sign up for this covering that God has to offer. It's the best coverage. It's the best coverage. You don't have to pay no premium, no co-payment. You can go when you feel like it. No claims. You can do. You can ask him whatever you want to hear tell you. You can have a free x-ray. Dental insurance, it's all in one package. It's the covering of God. It's God's cover. He promised to take care of us. So if you're outside of this coverage, I beg you, beseech you today to sign up for this covering today. Anybody, come on. And if you need more coverage, come on and get some more covering. That's been my prayer, Lord. I need more covering. I need more protection. I need more of this. I need more of you, Lord. So come on if you don't have the covering. Come on. Don't let it be too late. Don't be caught without your protection. Don't let the devil catch you and pull you over without your insurance card. Come on if you lost your insurance card. If you need more covering. I tell you right now, Pastor, today when I woke up this morning, I said, I want you to pray for me, pray with me, because I need more covering. I need more protection. I need more guidance. I need more understanding. So if there's anybody here that need prayer, we'll pray with you. We'll pray for you. You got something that's that you're waiting for, we'll stand in agreement with you. Come on, get the coverage. I want my covering. I want more covering. I want more of Jesus. That's all it is. It's just more of Jesus. That's all it is. I ain't got enough of Jesus. I just need a little bit more of Jesus. Maybe you got enough, but I ain't got enough. I need more because my soul is hungry. And it seems like I just can't find what I'm looking for. I'm hungry. So without ado, nobody need prayer. Well, I want y'all to stand with me for prayer. I want y'all to stand. Just know, saints, the testimonies this morning, if nothing at all, me, it reminded me that God will protect me. God will keep me. And I believe the Lord give me a gift of faith. But sometimes we need reassurance. And I ain't too proud to say that I need reassurance. And I thank the Lord for reassuring me. You know, I ain't too proud to beseech the Lord for what I'm supposed to have in him. So I want you all to continue to pray for me. Pray my strength in the Lord. Y'all keep on moving. Keep on seeking the Lord. And know that God is your covering. He's your keeper. And I do want prayer, Pastor. I'm going to turn it back into...